Generally speaking, consumer spending in the U.S. was flat in 2010, but a new study shows that was true only if you don't count auto sales. Both new and used cars sold well last year as consumers replaced their aging vehicles. Economists say that wasn't necessarily a sign of recovery, but NPR's Sonari Glinton reports it was a sign Americans are coming to believe the worst has passed.
It doesn't take much to realize that the car sector of the economy is coming back. All you have to do is sit back and watch TV.
Without all-wheel drive, it's the end of the world. With Dodge all-wheel drive, it's just snow.
Who's your friend now? The all-new Super Duty.
Annie Schwartz is a talent agent in Hollywood. She focuses on getting her clients jobs in TV commercials. When the economy's down, so is her business.
Commercials are all about marketing and sales and about a product. So we're really at the mercy of what's going on in business.
Schwartz says at the end of 2010, she saw a change for the better.
There seemed to be a lot of dollars to actually do car commercials this year. And it didn't seem to be just one car like Toyota or, you know, the SUVs.
After a very long dry spell, Schwartz says recently she's been able to place her actor clients in a whole variety of car commercials. What's different with this recent uptick is that demand for family vehicles translates into opportunities for families of actors.
There's been a lot of families, actually real families, where they've actually said, please submit kids between the ages of 6 and 9, and if their parents are interested, tell them to come along to the audition.
Schwartz says car commercials are one of the few places she's been able to consistently cast her clients. What Schwartz sees happening in the advertising business reflects what's happening in showrooms. Barry Bosworth is an economist at the Brookings Institution. He says car sales are directly tied to how consumers feel about their employment outlook.
So the moment you think you got a problem with your job opportunities and you're losing jobs, autos just collapse.
During a recession, if your job is secure and the jobs of those around you aren't, you might not want to be seen as the insensitive jerk buying a new car. But
these cars wear out. And after a couple of years, you expect a big rebound just to return to normal. But in other areas of consumer spending, it didn't go down as much. It's not going to snap back as much.
Retail sales overall didn't snap back as much. Beer, wine, and liquor went up 2.6%, and clothing and grocery only went up by 1.5%. New and used vehicles saw their sales jump 20%. That's according to a survey of businesses done by SageWorks, a research firm. Brian Hamilton is an economist and SageWorks CEO.
I don't think one sector is going to drive us out of the recession or continue the expansion that we've seen recently in the last couple of quarters.
Annie Schwartz, the Hollywood agent, says with the exception of cars, she doesn't see TV advertising bouncing back soon. But she says one really good car commercial could feed an actor's family for a year. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.